North Carolina unlikely to finish counting votes until November 12 or later. By Robert Krajcik on November 4, 2020. North Carolina is unlikely to complete its total vote count for the presidential election until November 12, when it plans to begin counting 117,000 outstanding mail-in ballots, according to its state election authorities. A Fox affiliate based in Greensboro, North Carolina, reported. With the races for president and U.S. Senate still too close to call in North Carolina, state election officials said any changes to totals are unlikely until next week. North Carolina State Board of Elections Director Karen Brinson-Bell said election results will not change until November 12 or 13 when all mail-in ballots are received and counted by each county. There are 117,000 outstanding mail-in ballots, NCSBO said. Bell said the winners of the presidential and Senate races won't be known until then. CNBC reported. North Carolina, a crucial state for President Donald Trump's path to victory, won't update its total vote count until November 12 with very few exceptions, the North Carolina State Board of Elections said, NBC News reported. Officials said in a public meeting that the count will largely stay the same for the next 8 days because most county election boards will not start checking absentee and provisional ballots until they hold previously scheduled meetings. The county officials cannot legally move those meetings sooner, even if they wanted to, NBC reported. As of this article's publication, President Donald Trump holds a lead of 76,701 votes in North Carolina over Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden. With 94% of precincts reporting, Trump has 2,732,084 votes against Biden's 2,655,383.